Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in here today with us on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, and really, really happy to have all of you who are tuning in.
Well, as you know, for over 18 years, we've been bringing you amazing stories, amazing people, lots of resources. And one of the cool people that we've discovered over the last couple of years, we've actually been talking to him now once a month, is Robert Novak. His website is Be Willing to Be Amazed. He is a UN master. He's an incredible healer and also a teacher. He has a new scientific proven heart and multidimensional connection practice that really, you know, helps you get in touch with what's going on and to heal all sorts of things. But he's going to be coming to Port Townsend on October 26th. It's in the events section at ConsciousTalk.net. Now would be a great time to sign up. And also, he's going to be here on that Sunday and Monday, the 27th and 28th, doing privates. It's all very reasonably priced, so check it out at ConsciousTalk.net in the event section, and register now while there's still space.
Just want to remind you there are two spaces left for the Mother Mary workshop that she is doing. We have Danielle Gibbons on the show once a month, channeling Mother Mary. There are two spaces left if you're interested. All that information is up on our website in the events section at ConsciousTalk.net, and those will fill up fast, so if you're interested, get on it. Also want to remind you of the Vitamin Life October free presentations. These are free, folks, but seating is always limited, so you do have to call in and reserve your space. The one coming up is Awaken to the True Power of Yoga. That is Saturday, October 12th, noon to 1 p.m. All you have to do is hop on our website, ConsciousTalk.net, go to the events section. All that information, how you can sign up for all these things we're talking about, are there. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so what do you do when you're handed a terminal diagnosis of cancer and conventional treatments have no healing effect? Well, if you're today's guest, James Templeton, you heal yourself by discovering alternative medicine and non-conventional healing modalities. He's the author of I Used to Have Cancer, How I Found My Own Way Back to Health. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, today's special guest is a fifth-generation Texan. That's James Templeton. And he tapped into his fighting spirit and became an over 30-year cancer survivor who healed himself from a terminal diagnosis with the use of alternative medicine and healing modalities. You know, Benny mentioned this, but he is also the visionary founder of the UniKey Health Systems and the Templeton Wellness Foundation. You know, sometimes my tongue doesn't work this well in the morning. But James has since utilized his wisdom and experience in helping others to achieve optimum health and wellness. His book that really caught our attention was I Used to Have Cancer, How I Found My Own Way Back to Health. James, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you, Rob and Brenda. It's great to be with you this morning.
Well, great to have you, James. And you have a very similar story to ours. And so when we got your book, we were very eager to dive in and read your journey. And I think we'll start off with letting our audience know, our listening audience know, you know, what were you doing before you had cancer? What kind of lifestyle did you have, your personality, et cetera?
Well, Brenda, I was living in Texas, and I had several very successful small businesses, and I was a young entrepreneur, and I had a beautiful wife. I had a little daughter that wasn't even 2 years old, and I thought everything was going great. You know, I thought I had life by the tail. I like to say that because I thought that it couldn't get much better at the time, and I was even in good physical fitness shape. I was one of these fitness fanatics. That I was the guy you saw running down the highway. The guy, you know, like everywhere I go, I see that guy running. So I was that guy that thought I was doing something good for me. My father and my grandfather both died of heart disease, of heart attacks, at a very young age. And my grandfather, I think, was 36. My father was 46. And I didn't even really know my grandfather. And I didn't want to be the next one because of all this heart disease in our family, and it went on back into other relatives also. But I thought that I was doing the right thing. I followed a guy back then. His name was Jim Fix. And Jim Fix was this running guru. He was a fitness, you know, guru in the fitness movement. And he wrote a book called The Complete Book of Running. And I thought that if I did what he did, then I would be good to go. And Jim was a guy that his father died at a young age. So I thought I was doing the right thing. I'd exercise all the time, and I'd be okay. It didn't matter what I ate. And so one day I went to the office at my one of my businesses, and I sat down and I grabbed the newspaper. And the newspaper said right off the bat on the headlines, running guru Jim Fix dies of heart attack while jogging. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what am I going to do? About threw me out of my chair. And I was just shocked because I thought I was doing the right thing. And I'd been worried for years about, well, I probably won't live to be 30. And now I better recheck things. Maybe I better go get a checkup and get one of these stress test, one of these cardio stress test type things. And I went in to see this specialist there in town and got the stress test, and he got me on the treadmill, and he says, my goodness, he says, you're in tremendous shape. He says, I think you broke the record. I don't think anybody's ever done this well in the office here. He says, you know, whatever you're doing, you just keep it up because you're the picture of health. He says, you're going to live a long time. And he says, I've checked you out thoroughly on all other levels. You seem to be great. You know, just keep up the good work. He said on the way out the door, he says, you know, there's only one thing that I could see or find that maybe you might want to just look into. He said, it's probably nothing to it. But he said, there's a mole on your back. And he said, that mole looks different, a little different. And he said, it's probably nothing. But I'd like you to, you know, think about going to get it checked out when you get a chance at the dermatologist's office. I didn't think much about it because he didn't seem too alarmed. And so a few weeks later, I decided to go in and see this dermatologist. And that dermatologist about just flipped out when he saw me because he saw this mole on my back, and he started to dancing around the room, started talking about things like melanoma and that I think you have it and you could die from this. We've got to really, you know, get very serious about this, and we're going to probably have to do surgery and all that, remove a lot of tissue on your back. It just scared the heck out of me. All of a sudden, you know, this guy that thought he had everything going didn't have everything going, but a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety. I mean, just like snapping your fingers. And I didn't like his bedside manner, so I got up and I left. And I decided to go get another opinion. And I did. I went to get another opinion. And I went into another doctor I'd seen in the past, a dermatologist. And he says, well, I think it looks suspicious to me also. But he said, you know, I'm going to send you over to a good friend of mine. He's a world-renowned oncologist. And he said, this guy would know. He'll know, you know, anything there has to be known about this kind of thing. And if you have to see someone, he's the guy to see. Well, I thought, well, if I got to go see somebody, I'm in the best of hands. So what did I do? I went to see this guy. He says, well, there's only one thing we can do. He says, let's remove it and see exactly what it is. He said, it looks a little suspicious to me also. So he took out a big plug out of my back, about a 2-inch square plug, and it was pretty deep. And he took that out. He says, go home, don't worry. He says, I'm going to send this into the lab, and I'll get back to you in a few days. Well, all I did was go home, and all I did was worry. I didn't
of course.
Go home
and not worry. And so anyway, I'm there, and then the phone rings about almost 2 weeks later, and I couldn't believe why it was taking so long. And the guy calls me up, the doctor. He says, I got some good news, and I got some bad news, one of those kind of phone calls. And I thought to myself, how can this, you know, I mean, how can it be taking so long, you know, before? And then he tells me this. And then he says, the good news is you have melanoma. And I thought, good news. He says, but, he says, we think we got it all around the area, around the perimeter area. So all of a sudden I had melanoma. And then he says, the bad news is it's very deep. He said, it's deep, and that means it's stage 4, because we think it'll probably spread somewhere else. So we really have to keep an eye on this thing. We got to be really careful with it. So I want you to come in every 3 months, and let's get it checked out, and we'll just, you know, stay ahead of it. That's all we can do. Don't worry. Live your life. Go back to normal lifestyle. There's nothing you can do. Well, I didn't go back to my normal lifestyle. This lifestyle I was telling you about that I thought I had life by the tail, I didn't have any kind of ambition anymore. I didn't want to do anything but feel sorry for myself. And I laid around and moped and felt like my life was probably not going to be much longer, because I started to read a little bit about people that had stage 4 melanoma. Most of the time didn't make it more than 3 years. Well, here I was, 32 years old. I didn't want to hear that. So I was miserable, a miserable person, not easy to live with. And before I knew it, my wife said she'd had enough of me and moved into town, took my daughter into town. And after that, I didn't really think I wanted to live. I didn't even care.
Yeah, well, right. And that's where we're going to run off to a break, but when we come back, so we get the setup,
yeah.
And it's not a happy place. So when we come back, we're going to continue with James Templeton. We're going to find out what he started to do, what happened after that. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural natural health retailers.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Conscious Talk. Radio that transforms your life.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, today our guest is James Templeton. And we're talking about his book, I Used to Have Cancer, How I Found My Own Way Back to Health. And, you know, it is a fascinating story. And Brenda and I, you know, can really relate because it's very similar to our story. James, here you are with 4-stage melanoma, and we know you have a major operation that results from this, and you end up in a treatment program, all of which is in the book. But what happened? What was going on? This was an experimental treatment program, so what's it like to be in one of those?
Well, I tell you, Rob, I was there, and after I found a lump in my groin that didn't seem normal, I went in, and the doctor said, let's go in and do a little surgery and see what it is. Got me in there, and I knew I was in trouble when I woke up because I had these huge bandages all in my, it was in my groin area, and he removed all my lymph nodes in that one area of my groin. He told me, came in, he says, you know, I'm sorry to tell you that the cancer spread to your lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, we had hoped that it hadn't, wouldn't do that. And he said, now I want you to do 80 chemotherapy treatments. Mm. He said, let's do a experimental chemotherapy because the normal chemo doesn't really do much for this at all. And this experimental, you know, there's a possibility with this. So let's do that. He said, we'll elevate your temperature. We'll get your temperature as high as we can without it harming you, and then we'll induce the chemotherapy through an IV. And he said, we're going to do 5 treatments at a time, and once you recover from the surgery here in the hospital, then we'll start the chemotherapy. And then he went on to tell me, he said, you know, there's only a 20% chance that you will survive for 3 to 5 years. He says, that's if you can get through these experimental chemotherapy treatments. And I said, well, what if I don't do the chemotherapy? And he says, well, you don't really have much of a chance if you don't do this. So I decided, you know, well, I guess I'll do it. You know, if you got to do it, you know, give me the work. And after he told me this news, I was miserable. I tell you, I was very, very depressed before. Now I'm really depressed. I'm looking at my life just go by, just like you're, like that. And I'm laying there, and I'm in the hospital, and I'm miserable. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call. And the phone call was from a minister at a church that I went to from time to time. And he calls me up, and he says, James, he says, I've been praying for you, and many people have been praying for you. And he says, in town, the town that we live in, he says, I'm very aware of what's going on with you. And he says, I want you to know that if anybody can beat this, you can. He says, you just have got to find the right way to beat it. He says, I know you have that fighting spirit within you because of the way you push yourself when you exercise and, you know, all this running and everything. And he just said, you know, you beat this cancer. And he said some words that I was shocked to hear that made me think. You know, when he said, you beat this so-and-so cancer, it made me think that I had to find a better way. And so I'm there, and probably 20 minutes or so after that, I started to pray. And I mean, I prayed like I'd never prayed before, and I needed to get an answer. And I'm sitting there, you know, and I felt like every cell in my body was praying. I never had that kind of feeling over my body. And, you know, as soon as I got through praying, I got a knock on the door. I mean, it wasn't that long after the prayer stopped. I got a knock on the door. And here comes a guy through the hospital room, and it was a friend of mine that from college that I hadn't seen in 7 years. He walks through the door, and he had these papers in his hand. And I said, my God, and how did you know about me? He says, well, I heard about from one of our old friends. He had this paper in his hand. He says, this paper is a book review, and it's about a guy that healed himself of cancer using a diet and lifestyle. Well, I'd never heard of anything like that because, you know, when I got sick, I'd just go to the doctor.
Right.
You know, and that's all I knew. But now he's telling me that this guy healed himself of cancer, and I'm knowing right then after this prayer that I'm supposed to do whatever's in that piece of paper. And I got very excited, and I looked at it, and I read this thing. It was about a guy that healed himself with a diet, the macrobiotic diet. Well, I'd never heard of that. What's that? Well, I went on to read this book review, and it said that this fellow's name was Dirk Benedict, and he was an actor in Hollywood, and he was on a TV show called The A-Team. And he was the guy that kind of went for broke got over this prostate cancer that he had. Well, I thought right then, well, if it'll work for him, why won't it work for me? You know, I could relate to this guy. I just really thought this could work for me also. So I had my friend go out and get this book for me, and he did, and I read it. I couldn't put it down. Now I'm very excited. Now I've got some hope. Now I'm starting to feel like there is, you know, something that's going to happen that's good for me with this. And I'll do this diet lifestyle, and I'll do the chemotherapy too. So a little's good, a lot's better. So the next day, I'm feeling very good about everything, and I get another knock on the door, and it's my stepmother that walks through the door. She's got a book in her hand, and she comes in. She says, I got this book from a relative, and it's about vitamin C and cancer. It's by a guy by the name of Linus Pauling. And it's a book that talks about people that were terminally ill, late-stage cancer, when they took high amounts of vitamin C. Most of the people did very well. They would live for quite some time until they stopped taking the vitamin C. So I thought that if it'll help them, then I'll just take vitamin C. I'll do the diet and the lifestyle, because I wanted to, you know, live now. I was starting to, you know, get my will really kicking in. So the next day, I'm excited. I feel like life is looking up, and all of a sudden, I get another knock on the door. And, I mean, 3 days in a row, I got these messengers that I think probably saved my life. And this guy was the psychotherapist from the hospital ward. And he was the guy, he comes through the door. He thought I was depressed, and, you know, he wanted to come talk to me. And he comes in, he says, "Can I talk to you?" And I said, "Yes, but I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of something called back robotics?" And he says, "Hold on a minute." He takes off for the door. He goes over and he shuts the door, and I thought he was leaving. But no, he wasn't leaving. He was shutting the door because he was going to share with me some things that he didn't want anybody to know about. And he comes back over. He says, "Yes, I'll tell you if you promise not to tell anyone of our conversation. I don't want to lose my job," and he says, or my pension and retirement. So he says, "I know a lot about it." Of course, I agreed. And he says, "People do very well with this, but," he says, "you've got to do it the right way. There's a right way and a wrong way." I've known people have been very successful on this diet and lifestyle. He says, "You know, I think that you could probably do this, because, by the way, you don't seem depressed. You seem excited. You seem like you're willing to fight, to live." He says, "I think this could be really good for you." So now I'm really excited, because he confirmed the things that I had learned. So, long story short, I ended up doing the treatments, these chemotherapy treatments, and I ended up doing 10 treatments. You know, left the hospital, came back, did 10 treatments, but it was miserable. I was just so miserable, so exhausted, so, you know, I couldn't keep anything in my stomach. It was like torture. I felt like I was in a, you know, concentration camp or something. It was terrible. And the doctor comes in, and he says, "Well, you're not responding. Your body's not responding. We would love to see your body respond. That's why you're getting so sick. Your body's not responding, and I don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, what would you do if it was your son or daughter?" He says, "Well, I'd do the same thing. There's nothing else I know to do." And I said, "Well, doctor, I could die in here. People are dying at night. They're wheeling them down the hallway, and they're dying from pneumonia and kidney failure." And I said, "Not from cancer, but from these treatments." And I said, "I don't want to die from these treatments." Then he says to me, he says, "Well, you know, we're all going to die someday."
Oh, yeah. Great bedside manner.
I know. And he said that, and I knew this doctor. And, you know, at the beginning he was very nice, but then he just said that, and it just got me, because he was pulling this hope out from under me, this feeling that I had that I could beat this cancer. He was trying to take that away from me. And I raised up in that bed, and I called him names that I won't repeat, but it's all in my book. But I got up, and I said to him, I said, "Listen here, if I could get out of this bed, I'd tear you apart." It just made me so mad. I mean, he ran out that door like he'd seen a ghost. And I never saw him again, ever again, because 2 nights later, I decided to sneak out of the hospital at 2 in the morning.
Well, hold on to that thought, James, because there's more to this, but we're going to get into some of the real gritty details when we get back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be back after these messages.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks, and thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. Just want to draw your attention to our events section on our site at ConsciousTalk.net. Several things going on. We make it easy for you to preview what's going on and decide for yourself what might be of help to you, and in particular, this event coming up here in Port Townsend. I know it's a ways from the east side, but Port Townsend's a beautiful destination, folks. A lot of people vacation here. Come for the day. See Robert Novak. He is a UN master healer and teacher. He's going to have a wonderful one-day class, and then he's going to do individual healings as well. All that on our website at ConsciousTalk.net. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with James Templeton. We're talking about his book, I Used to Have Cancer, and How I Found My Own Way Back to Health. And James, okay, so people have been listening to your story. We know it's dire. You know, they're essentially helping to kill you in the hospital. And, you know, here you are 30 years later. You're talking on the radio. So what they're all curious about and what we want to know is, you know, are some of the things that you started to do that outside of conventional medicine that brought you here today, are they in the book?
You know, everything is in the book. Everything I did, you know, back then to get well is in the book. The macrobiotic diet, the vitamin C, the lifestyle that I followed, you know, from visualization to meditation, it's all in the book. And everything also that I would do if I had to do it over again, because, you know, I've learned a lot over the years. And you've learned things. Or you have to be open. Always open to new things, you know, that be willing that, you know, just this diet was not everything. It's a big, big, big part of it, what we do. But now there's new things. So it's all in the book, and it's easy to read, and it's very, I think, well put together. So I think that people can find what they need.
Well, you, James, you talk about 10 supplements and one essential supplement that you think everyone should be taking. So what are some of the 10 supplements and the essential one that you feel people should be taking?
Well, the one that I think everyone should be taking is vitamin C, of course. Mm-hmm. Vitamin C is still the champion in my view. And, you know, nowadays a lot of people do IV vitamin C. Vitamin C is so important. And lysine is very important, the amino acid lysine. Vitamin C, lysine, proline, amino acid proline is important. And EGCG, which is a green tea extract, it's very high in antioxidants, is very important. Probiotics, you know, is important because 80% of our immune system is our gut health. So we want to make sure that we're getting enough fermented foods. We want to make sure that we're getting enough prebiotic fiber in our diet, you know, and we want to make sure that we also take enzymes. Pancreatic enzymes are very important. I take them with meals, and I take a few between meals, and I still do to this day. And I learned this, that how important the enzymes are. And curcumin, some people call it, but I take that every day, and I take curcumin, I take berberine, I take that every day, I take quercetin every day. These are very important. These actually help kill the cancer stem cells. So these are very important, these last three flavonoids. These are very, very important for inflammation, et cetera. Vitamin D, you want to make sure you have enough vitamin D in your system. I take magnesium on a regular basis. I take, you know, B-complex. I take a B-complex because I want to make sure I'm getting enough of the essential B vitamins. You know, it helps with stress. Stress is really not healthy at all because it affects our immune system. So we really want to do everything we can here. There's many other things that I take also, but these are key supplements that I think are so important. And the main thing, no matter what diet you are, you got to get the sugar out. Sugar is the real killer, because sugar is not going to do anything but feed the cancer. It's going to create havoc in your system, going to cause yeast and candida, affect your immune system. And one of the things that I feel are so, so important is you want to make sure you don't have parasites in your system. Intestinal parasites. I talk about this in the book, and how almost everyone, according to this world-renowned doctor that he saw that ever came into his office that had cancer or AIDS, had some kind of parasitic involvement. So that got my attention, and, you know, from the people I've worked with and studied with over the years, I feel that, you know, parasites is something you got to rule out and probably just do a good cleanse, you know, if you have cancer. It would be very important.
Well, and that's one of the things that we certainly discovered over the years, is that you got to get to the base cause of things. And so when we come back, We're going to continue our conversation with James Templeton. We're talking about his book, I Used to Have Cancer.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, you know, the reason we love talking to people like James Templeton, who's our guest today, and he's the author of I Used to Have Cancer, is that, you know, we've been on this long exploration ourselves for many, many years. And the 18 plus years we've been on the radio, we've been exploring with people really what's underneath all of these things that you just don't learn about, you know, through conventional medicine, et cetera. There is hope out there. You know, that's what this is all about. There are lots of alternatives. Everybody's got a pathway.
And I want to give out your websites, James, and we're going to talk a little bit about your wellness foundation. You can go to IUsedToHaveCancer.com, which is about the book, folks, and TempletonWellness.com, TempletonWellness.com is for the Wellness Foundation. So, James, we learned, yes, diet has a lot to do with it. And, you know, Rob and I also know on the emotional, spiritual level, there's work to be done as well. So tell us a little bit about your Wellness Foundation. What are some of the things, protocols you include in that besides diet?
Well, the Wellness Foundation's I started a couple of years ago because I got tired of seeing my friends, my family, colleagues get cancer, and many of them not make it. And I just got tired of it, so I started this foundation, and it's mainly to give people hope. I interview people that have had late-stage cancer, and they have overcome cancer for most of them 10 years or more, and they're doing well, and they tell us everything they did, because everybody does different things. You know, mm-hmm. What works for me might not work for the next guy the same way. I believe that there's a lot of great things about the things I did, but everybody has their own story. So that's what we do there, and we do I have a blog on there, and you know, there's videos to really help you, but also I have a restaurant guide of all the healthiest restaurants in America there. It's the Templeton List, and it is the restaurant guide that will let you know about all the places that you can go when you're traveling, because it's hard to stay healthy and you know, when you're on the road. But you know, if you have cancer, you probably want to eat at home most of the time. You want to be in total control of everything you're doing. But that's what I do with the foundation, and I'm looking forward to expanding it as we go along. But it's doing very well right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that the resources are really out there. And what I always advise people, James, is ask your doctor, you know, if you want to, if you think you want to continue with conventional medicine, then ask him what's causing your situation, not what the symptoms are, but what he knows about what's underneath it. Because there are a lot of now integrative MDs, there are people out there who know a lot about nutrition, but they're not really, you know, they don't offer it because that's not what they're supposed to be doing. It kind of reminds me of the psychiatrist or psychologist that came into your room and had to close the door. Their associations often don't let them, but if you ask them, they may open up, and that's how we found a lot of pathways.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's exactly the right way. And if somebody, you know, when they first are diagnosed with cancer, they really should sit down and take someone with them and say, look, you know, to the doctor, you know, what are my chances here? You know, what do you think are my chances going forward? If they says you got a 99% chance of survival, then maybe, you know, whatever he's telling you to do might be the right thing. But if he's only giving you a 1%, 10%, 20% chance, or, you know, whatever, you have to make up your mind. There's a lot of things out there you can do. Don't accept the fact that there's nothing else they can do for you.
Right. And this is what happens. Yeah, it really, to announce to someone that they don't have much chance of living is really, when they're in that kind of fear and stress, it really compounds it very quickly for them. And this is part of the problem. James, did you use prayer, meditation? Did you work emotionally on yourself? Are those some of the things you wrote about in the book and some of the things you recommend?
Yes, it's very important. It's all about everything. It's the diet, the lifestyle. And the lifestyle includes, you know, being able to meditate and visualize. Visualization was a big part of that for me, visualizing myself getting well, visualizing myself being healthy throughout, you know. And I did a lot of like gentle exercise and things like stretching, a lot of stretching, kind of yoga type stretching exercises. Deep breathing was a big deal. Anything to help your body relax, feel positive, feel like you're doing everything possible you can do for yourself, because it's stressful, you know, when you go through this, and there's a lot of fear involved, and it just doesn't go away overnight, and you have to be able to do that. I mean, I spend a lot of time back then. I would walk in the woods, and I would do deep breathing as I walked and do these exercises, and I would just visualize, and, you know, I would pray, you know, just pray every day, you know, and do everything I could and surround myself with, tried to anyway, people that were the same, had the same kind of thinking as I did, you know, conscious people. I wanted to be around like-minded people. I didn't want to be around people that thought I was, you know, doing the wrong thing and, and were negative towards me. And sometimes you have to go off by yourself for a while and or find other people that you can go and be near, because you're, if you have, and I believe this is hard for people, but sometimes their family's not very positive. And it's your life. You got to take care of your life, and it's important. And I just believe that anybody that has a will find a way to get some way to get well, and just believe that you can do it. If anybody can do it, that's always been my battle cry. If they can do it, why can't I too?
Right.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, look, you know, I would say a basic rule of thumb is, you probably created this thing over a long period of time. So first of all, don't panic. You know, they say to you, you got to have an operation tomorrow. I would you know, leave that office generally when you're talking about cancer, because, you know, they say it's a lifestyle disease. You cannot expect that you can continue doing exactly what you did that caused the problem in the first place. So there's something that has to change. So you got to be open to that.
Mm-hmm. And that willingness to be open spiritually, and then to really, one of the things that we look at a lot with our clients as well is emotional stress. Mm-hmm. What are they sitting on emotionally? And we dig into beliefs. What are the beliefs that are driving the patterns and behaviors in this person that are not conducive to health, that are not conducive to joy in their lives, and, you know, waking up each day and excited about being alive and being grateful to be alive.
Yeah, and what you said about supplements and things, find out what your body needs, what it responds well to. Give your body what it needs, and it does the work. There is no doctor out there that can measure your reactions as accurately as your own body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe that you have to learn to listen to your body and, mm-hmm. and become your own guru. And no one knows you like you know yourself. And you just, you know, have to know that, you know, it's all about getting the immune system up and eating the right foods. I like to think of putting everything in that helps to destroy or eliminate cancer and put everything in and take everything out that causes it, and you know, emotional, psychological, physical, diet, you know, everything, it causes cancer. Mm-hmm. Not just one thing, and
right,
and you know, people want to say, well, it's hereditary, my mother or father had it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's only 10%, you know, 90% self-induced from our lifestyle and our—
Yeah, that's well, right. We now know it's what turns on
those
genes.
Things. There's a great book out there. You may want to check it out too, James. And it is Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton. And it's what turns on those genes, you know, and turns them off. Well, the book again is I Used to Have Cancer, How I Found My Own Way Back to Health by James Templeton. The website is IUsedToHaveCancer.com and TempletonWellness.com. Thank you so much, James, for sharing your very successful and wonderful story with us. Really appreciate it. And as always, folks, thank you for tuning in and joining us. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk. Radio that lifts you up.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.